The end of the world didn't come when it was supposed to. I was brainwashed to believe in seminars every Friday at Heritage Christian School that all the signs were there. You will know the beast has risen up out of the ground because there will be heard everywhere a great gnashing of teeth. Miss Price would warn in her sternest, most ominous voice to rows of cowering sixth graders. And everyone, children and parents alike, will suffer. Those that don't receive the mark, the number of his name, will be decapitated before their families and neighbors. At this point, Miss Price would pause, dip into her pile of flashcards of the apocalypse, and hold up an enlarged photocopy of a UPC symbol, but with the number at the bottom manipulated to read 666. This was how we knew the apocalypse was around the corner. The UPC code was the mark of the beast spoken about in Revelation, we were taught, and the machines being installed in supermarkets to read them would be used to control people's minds. Soon, they warned, this satanic price code would replace money and everyone would have to get the mark of the beast on their hands in order to purchase anything. If you do deny Christ, Ms. Price would continue, and take this tattoo on your hand or forehead, you will be allowed to live. But you will have lost eternal, and here she'd hold up a card showing Jesus descending from heaven, life. For other seminars, she had a card with a newspaper clipping detailing John Hinckley Jr.'s then recent attempt to assassinate Ronald Wilson Reagan. She would hold it up and read from Revelation 13. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. The fact that there were six letters in Reagan's first, middle, and last names was one more sign that this was our final hour, that the Antichrist was here on earth, and that we must prepare for the coming of Christ and the rapture. My teachers explained all of this not as if it was an opinion open to interpretation, but as if it were an undeniable fact ordained by the Bible. They didn't need proof, they had faith. And this practically filled them with glee and anticipation of the coming apocalypse, because they were going to be saved, dead but in heaven and freed from suffering. It was then that I began having nightmares. Nightmares that continue to this day. I was thoroughly terrified by the idea of the end of the world and the Antichrist. So I became obsessed with it, watching movies like The Exorcist and The Omen and reading prophetic books like Centuries by Nostradamus, 1984 by George Orwell, and the novelized version of the film A Thief in the Night, which described very graphically people getting their heads cut off because they hadn't received 666 tattoos on their forehead. Combined with the weekly harangues at Christian school, it all made the apocalypse seem so real, so tangible, so close that I was constantly haunted by dreams and worries about what would happen if I found out who the Antichrist was. Would I risk my life to save everyone else?